a transformational coach for women in midlife who are ready to rediscover who they were before they took on the roles of mom, partner, caregiver, and manager of everyone in the family. Women who are ready to live out their dreams but don't know or are afraid to take those first steps. I want to help you make midlife the time when you achieve all of your goals. So let's get started. Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Midlife Mavericks. I'm your host, Allison Jacobson, and I'm so glad you're joining us. If you are new to this podcast and don't know anything about me, I am a coach for women in midlife who are ready to take those bold steps forward, think about themselves to create the best kick-ass life in that second chapter, thinking about their dreams, their hopes, and their successes. And I work with you to create that plan on how to get there and support you along the way. If you like this podcast, if you like what you're hearing, I have a favor to ask of you. Please, please subscribe, leave a review, leave a comment, because that's how more women will find out about this. And this is what I want to do. I want to grow a community of kick-ass women who are just supporting themselves and each other in living their best lives. And I feel like I woke up today and said, oh my God, like Thanksgiving is around the corner. Where did the time go? I've got a million things to do. I need to get ready for Thanksgiving. I need to get ready for the holidays. I still have tons of work I need to do. And it's so easy to get caught up in the hustle of daily life, right? That we get into this routine and we don't stop and pause and think, what do I want my future to look like? So let me ask you a question. How are you innovating your life? That may seem like a weird question, because usually when we think of innovation, we think more about companies and how they're innovating, but innovating our life is equally important. It means that we're growing and we're improving and we're becoming the best version of ourselves. Now, I always encourage my clients to live in the present moment, because thinking about the past is regret, and worrying about the future, that's where the fear lies. But while we live in the present, we also need to think about where we want to go. And I'll give you an example. When I was training to run the New York City Marathon last year, I always had the vision of myself crossing the finish line. And I kept training to become stronger and to be able to run further and faster, but I kept my focus on the present moment of that day's run. So it's about savoring the now, the little moments that we just love, and being present, but it's also about keeping an eye on that amazing future and the amazing person you're becoming. Take a cue from high performers, the visionaries who create their destinies. They understand the power of building a future, whether it's in their careers, relationships, or personal growth. It's a reminder that every intentional step today shapes the path to an extraordinary tomorrow. And so when you see these people just killing it, they have a plan. We all have to have a plan, right? We can't just live in the here and now without having a goal. Okay. Here's the reality. If you're not evolving, if you're not innovating, you're stagnating. Strategic planning is that compass that guides you away from spending every day doing the same thing, right? It propels you forward. It ensures you don't merely exist, but you thrive. You create this amazing future for yourself. And yes, it takes tenacity. It takes courage. It takes willpower to keep moving forward, because that means change. And we know change can be scary. But when we stay in place, that's when we get in a rut. That's when we're doing the same old thing day in, day out, and we hate our lives. We have to keep innovating. So think about this for a moment. What's your goal? I don't care if it's a big adventure or it's just a small personal triumph. Whatever it is, I want you to set it with intention. Goals are what give life purpose and direction.
And the other thing, though, I want you to remember is I don't want you to set a timeline on your goals. I can't stand when people say, I'm going to accomplish this in a year. Here's the reality of that. We don't know what stumbling blocks are going to come up in that year. We could have a major setback. We could have a crisis. We could have a health crisis. We don't know what's going to happen. And then, if we don't accomplish that goal in that time set, we think we're a failure and we decide we're not going to do it. All those limiting beliefs keep coming back in. Everybody is at a different pace. I have coaches as well. I have this one business coach I absolutely love, but she's single and she's young. She doesn't have all of the responsibilities I have. So her time frame on doing things is very different than mine. And that's okay. I can have those strategies, but I may not reach it at the same time. And that's why I really want you to think about what you want to do, have daily steps, but don't have timelines that are could be unrealistic, right? Just keep moving forward because everybody's journey unfolds in different ways. So, how are you going to innovate? How are you going to keep expanding and growing? If you want some daily motivation from me, go ahead over to Amazon and grab my book, Daily Inspirations for Midlife Women, A Guide to Peace, Joy, Confidence, and Abundance. And it's just daily motivational inspirations from me and other incredible women that just give you that boost to start going again and achieve your goals. So let me know in the comments, what are you those innovations that you're making? How are you constantly innovating? I'd love to hear it. You can always email me. I will reply. It's Allison at allison-jacobson.com. And have a great rest of your day. Bye now.